你好嘛？
唔使翻譯一句。
Julie and I are so happy to be here with you today.
佢太太同佢咧今日咧好開心，同我哋可以喺埋一齊。
We bring you greetings from the Evangelical Covenant Church in the United States and Canada.
佢將美國同加拿大聖約教會嘅祝福問好帶到嚟大家當中。
We are grateful to God for our partnership in the gospel, even though we live many kilometers apart.
感謝主咧，我哋咧可以喺福音上面咧同工。
So everywhere I go, I like to introduce people to my family.
我去邊度咧，我中意咧同人咧介紹我屋企嘅。
This is my wife Julie and I. We've been married 31 years.
我佢太太 Julie 啊，38年。
And I'm so happy to have Julie with me here today.
好開心咧，太太同佢一齊今日。
And these are our children. God has blessed us with 3 sons and a daughter-in-law.
3個仔一個女。
So, this is our daughter-in-law, Laura. She's 28 years old. 28.
20. And her name, 28. 28歲的女。
Her name is Laura.
Laura.
And this is Jonathan. He's 29 and he's a pilot.
29歲的兒子,是一個飛機師來的。
Yeah, Laura's a math teacher. Mathematics.
是一個數學的教師,他的心抱。
And they're going to have a baby in March.
3月呢,他就會有個BB啦。
So Julie and I are going to be grandparents for the very first time.
他就首次成為這個啦,祖父母。
And this is Jordan, he's 22 years old.
22歲這個啊。
He's a commercial real estate broker.
他是一個呢,是一些物業的經紀。
And this is Joel, he's 24 years old and he's a scientist.
他是一個科學家,這個24歲。
And he looks just like Justin Timberlake.
他好像Justin Timberlake啊。
So this is our family and they all love Jesus and they're all walking with God.
他們全部都很愛主,全部都與神同行。
And they all live in Portland, Oregon, but Julie and I live in Chicago, Illinois.
他們住在波特蘭,Julie 和 John 就住在芝加哥。
So today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
今天我們會講一下聖靈。
And my favorite word for vitality is the word awaken.
他最喜歡有關生命力的字呢,就是喚醒,叫醒。
The Holy Spirit is the one who causes this awakening to occur.
聖靈呢,就是那位將我們喚醒的人,將我們喚醒的神啊。
And when we wake up, we suddenly see what we've been missing all along.
當我們被叫醒的時候呢,我突然之間呢,我就看到我們一路都看不到的東西。
It's the Holy Spirit who wakes us up to who Jesus is and his love for us.
就是聖靈將我們喚醒,告訴我們耶穌是哪一位,祂對我們的愛是怎樣。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who can wake up a sleepy church.
聖靈就是一位能夠將我們這個沉睡的教會喚醒的神。
Because the opposite of being awake is being asleep.
因為呢,被喚醒的相反就是呢,沉睡。
And it's the Holy Spirit who wakes us up so we can be fully awake and alive in the Spirit.
就因為聖靈將我們喚醒的時候,我們靠著聖靈呢,就能夠完全清醒。
So we're going to focus on the Holy Spirit today.
今天我們就聚焦在聖靈上面。
As you know, God is 3-in-1 Trinity.
大家知道神是三位一体的。
God the Father.
聖父。
God the Son.
聖子耶穌。
God the Holy Spirit.
聖靈。
Many Christians know about God the Father.
很多人都知道呢,天父上帝。
Many Christians know about God the Son.
很多人都知道聖子耶穌。
Jesus, our Savior and Lord.
耶穌是救主,是主。
But I find that few Christians really know the Holy Spirit.
但我發現呢,好少基督徒知道聖靈。
And yet the Holy Spirit is the one who wakes us up and opens our eyes.
但是就是我們要靠著聖靈才能夠被喚醒。
So who is the Holy Spirit? Let's look at the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
究竟 邊位係聖靈呢？就讓我哋睇下聖靈嘅屬性同埋聖靈嘅工作。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
啊，聖靈係一個有位格嘅神。
Now the Holy Spirit doesn't have a body like you and I do because the Spirit is Spirit.
聖靈咧唔係好似我哋咁有一個實質嘅身體，因為咧靈就係靈。
But the Holy Spirit has all the elements of personhood and identity.
但係咧聖靈咧有所有咧一個好似人咁一個所有位格，有啲特性屬性。
The Holy Spirit has intellect.
聖靈有思想。
The Holy Spirit has emotion.
聖靈有感情感受。
And the Holy Spirit has will or intention.
聖靈有意願，有計劃。
The Holy Spirit is a person that we can know.
聖靈係一個我哋能夠認識嘅神。
The Holy Spirit is not just a person, but the Holy Spirit is God.
聖靈係一個有位格嘅神。
We can know the Holy Spirit.
我哋可以認識聖靈。
We can worship the Holy Spirit.
我哋可以敬拜聖靈。
We can pray to the Holy Spirit.
我哋可以向聖靈禱告。
Because the Holy Spirit is God.
因為聖靈就係神。
Just like Jesus and the Father.
就好似耶穌，就好似天父上帝。
Three in one.
三位一體。
Trinity. That's the person of the Holy Spirit.
呢個就係聖靈嘅位格。
Now, let's talk about the work of the Holy Spirit.
我而家講講聖靈嘅工作。
Think about this.
諗下。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no creation.
如果冇聖靈嘅話咧，其實就唔會有創造。
Because in Genesis chapter 1, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters.
因為喺創世記第一章講，神嘅靈喺水面上面運行。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no virgin birth because Jesus was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
如果冇聖靈嘅話，亦都唔會有耶穌同精女誕生，因為耶穌係聖靈感孕。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no resurrection because the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
如果冇聖靈嘅話，亦都冇復活，因為就係聖靈將耶穌從死裏面提翻上嚟，重新得翻生命。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no church because the church was born on the day of Pentecost.When the Holy Spirit came to the church.
如果冇聖靈嘅話，亦都會冇教會，因為教會嘅生出嚟就係喺五旬節嘅時候聖靈降臨，教會先至產生。
Without the Holy Spirit, Lito Church would not even exist.
如果冇聖靈，嗰禮道堂根本唔會存在。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no Christians.
如果冇聖靈嘅話，根本就唔會有基督徒。
Without the Holy Spirit, you and I would not even be here today.
如果冇聖靈，根本你同我今日都唔會喺依度。
Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no Bible.
如果冇聖靈嘅話，根本唔會有聖經。
Because the Holy Spirit inspired people to write what was on the heart of God.
因為聖靈感召人去將聖經寫出嚟。
So you can see how indispensable the person and work of the Holy Spirit is to our faith and walk with Jesus.
從呢啲我哋就可以睇到咧，其實聖靈嘅工作對我哋信仰係幾係完全不可捨去，係幾咁重要嘅。
Does this make sense?
呢個合唔啱啊？合唔合理啊
？Amen.
咩
？Let's talk about the Holy Spirit and new life in Christ.
嗱，而家我哋講個聖靈同埋喺基督裏面嘅新生命。
The Bible teaches that when we receive Jesus into our life as Savior and Lord, we also receive the Holy Spirit.
聖經嘅教導就係當我哋接受耶穌基督為我哋個人嘅救主嘅時候，同時我哋都接受咗聖靈。
The Bible says, "When you believed, you received the Holy Spirit."
聖經講，當你相信嘅時候，你就接受咗聖靈。
Now, through our lives and journey with Jesus.Sometimes we need to be recharged with the Holy Spirit, a new filling.
有時咧，我哋喺同基督同行嘅生命裏面嘅時候咧，我需要重新去插電啊，重新去揾聖靈去幫助我哋。
But make no mistake.
但唔好搞錯。
When we say yes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes into our life and mediates the presence of Jesus in our lives.
當我哋話願意相信主嘅時候，聖靈就進入我嘅心裏面。 耶稣基督就系咁样活喺我哋生命里面。
The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the reality of Christ in you come alive.
圣灵就系帮助基督喺我哋生命里面咧，去喺基督生命活喺我里面。各位神
，Let's talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我哋就讲讲耶稣同埋圣灵。
Sometimes Christians forget that even Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit.
有时我哋基督徒咧就忘记咗咧。其实就算是主耶稣基督都是被圣灵充满了的。
Jesus was not only conceived by the Holy Spirit, but he was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
耶稣不只是圣灵感人而来到这个世界，他都是受圣灵的洗。
Jesus was full of the Spirit.
耶稣充满了圣灵。
Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是由圣灵给予能力。
Jesus was guided and led by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是由圣灵去指引去带领。
In fact, when Jesus stands up to preach his first sermon, he opens up the Bible and he turns to Isaiah chapter 61 and says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me."
就喺耶稣第一次去讲道嘅时候，佢打开圣经去到以赛亚书，讲嘅就系神嘅灵在我身上。
Jesus was consciously depending on the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是有意识地去依靠圣灵。
Now Jesus had a human body just like you and just like me.
耶稣基督有一个人的身体，就好像你和我一样。
And Jesus said that his body was a temple.
耶稣说他的身体就是一个殿。
Jesus allowed the Holy Spirit to fill his body.
耶稣愿意圣灵充满他的身体。
And he did this as an example so that we could allow the Holy Spirit to fill our bodies as well through faith in Christ.
他这样做就是为了给我们一个榜样，让我们都可以被圣灵充满我们的身体。
And Jesus said to the disciples, "You should be happy that I'm going to the Father, because when I go to the Father, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit."
耶稣对门徒说，当我要回到天父的时候，你应该开心，因为当我离开了的时候，就会赐下圣灵。
You see, as Jesus, he had a human body. He could only be in one place at one time.
因为耶稣只系得个人嘅身体，所以佢只系可以喺一个时间里面喺一个地方。
His body couldn't jump into another body.
佢嘅 body 唔能够 jump into body， 我太细啦。
But when Jesus went to heaven, yeah. But when Jesus went to heaven, he sent his spirit to help us.
但耶稣话当佢翻返去天家嘅时候，圣灵就会帮助我哋。
Listen carefully，
留心听啦。
Now the Spirit of Jesus can fill every single believer。
主耶稣嘅灵而家能够充满每一个相信佢嘅信徒。
Amen。
Amen。
And that is why Jesus said you should be happy that I'm going to the Father。
呢个就系点解耶稣讲，当我翻去天父度嘅时候，你哋要开心。因为我们有圣灵。
Every Christ follower has the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus within them.
因为每一个跟随耶稣的人都有圣灵在他们里面。
So the Spirit of Jesus in me says hello to the Spirit of Jesus in you. Lei ho ma.
即是主耶稣的灵跟你说你好嘛。
And that connects us as brothers and sisters because we have the same Spirit.Of Jesus in our bodies.
因为我们有共同的圣灵，所以就是这件事将我们联系埋，成为弟兄姊妹。
And the Apostle Paul said, "The whole your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that you received from the Father."
使徒保罗就讲了，你的身体就是你从神所领受的圣灵的殿。
How many of you knew that your body is actually a temple of the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand.
有几多人知道你的身体是圣灵的殿嘅？请举手。
And to be fully awake and alive in Jesus means to accept and fully receive that reality.
你如果想喺圣灵充分接受圣灵嘅话，你就要接受认识呢个事实。我哋身体就圣灵嘅殿。
This is how we experience peace.
呢个就系我哋点样去经历平安。
This is how we experience joy.
呢个就系我哋点样去经历喜乐。
This is how we experience the love of Christ.
Sorry.
This is how we experience love.
这个就是我们怎么经历
and kindness,
啊, 基督的恩慈,
gentleness,
温柔,
all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 聖靈的果子。
I am so happy today that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, lives in my body through faith.
我今天就很开心，就因为耶稣的灵因着信住在我里面。
And on days when I am sad or depressed, this reality of Christ in me makes me feel better.
有时当我系好好低沉、好唔开心嘅时候，当呢、这个我认提醒翻自己呢个事实，耶稣嘅灵喺我里面嘅时候，又令我觉得好啲。
And I want to be just like Jesus, who allowed the Holy Spirit to fill his body.
我就想好似耶稣咁样，佢容让圣灵充满佢身体。
Where do you think Jesus got his power from to do all the miracles? He got that power from the Holy Spirit within him.
你知唔知道耶稣行咁多神迹，嗰个能力喺边度嚟啊？嗰个能力就系从圣灵而嚟。
So another name for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
所以圣灵另一个名称就系主耶稣嘅灵。
And if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Jesus lives in you.
当你信靠主耶稣嘅时候，主耶稣嘅灵就住喺你里面。
This is the key to living the Christian life.
这个就是一个最重要的，去过一个基督徒生活需要。
The Holy Spirit is the key to being fully awake and alive in Jesus, not just as a person, but as a whole church.
就是要靠着圣灵，我们才能够去完全被唤醒，完全地去有生命，不只是个人，整个教会都是。
Now, there are many things that Jesus taught us about the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣教了我们很多有关圣灵的事。
Talking about the Holy Spirit does not diminish the mystery of the Holy Spirit.
当我们一直去讲圣灵的时候，并没有将圣灵的那种奥秘去减少到。
So today we're going to focus on one thing, at least one thing that Jesus taught us about the Holy Spirit.
今天我们就尝试是聚焦在一样耶稣讲有关圣灵的事。
And it comes from Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
是在《使徒行传》第一章八节。
The ministry of power.
有权能的事工。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
Now this power was not just for them, it was power to fuel the mission of sharing the good news of Jesus throughout the whole world.
这个权能不是只是给这帮门徒的，而是给所有人，让他们将耶稣的福音去在世界上传讲。
And as long as you have a beating pulse, you have a purpose in God's kingdom.
只要我们还有一口气，我们脉搏还在跳的话，我们的生命里面就 在神的使命里面，我们就有一些职责，有些事我们需要做的。
Now, when the Holy Spirit came to give birth to the church, there were only 120 people, about the same size as we're here right now today.
当圣灵降临教会成立的时候，只是有大概120人，就好像今天大概今天这么多人。
And it was called the Day of Pentecost.
那天就是五旬节。
And this is what completely changed the church.
这个就是教会完全改变的时刻。
Not only was it the beginning of the church, but this church had power way beyond their own human capabilities.
这个不只是教会的开始，而是这帮信徒，这个教会有一些超乎他们自己拥有的能力。
And these cowardly disciples, through the power of the Holy Spirit, turned into a courageous band of brothers and sisters that would change the world.
这帮本来很懦弱很害怕的门徒，成为一班很勇敢的弟兄姊妹，他们将会改变世界。
Can you imagine all of us in this room changing the world through the power of the Holy Spirit? That's what happened.
你能不能够想象我们坐在这间房的人，我们改变世界呢？这个就是实际已经发生了的事，那班人透过圣灵改变了世界。
And the only way that happened is through the power of the Holy Spirit at work.
啊，这件事能够发生，完全因为圣灵的能力。
You see, the gospel did not spread so quickly because the disciples were so good looking.
啊，因为你睇到咧，发觉圣经咧唔系传得好快，并唔系因为啲门徒咧系好靓仔、好靓女。
The gospel did not spread so quickly because they had internet and social media and Twitter.
啊，亦都唔系因为咧佢哋有互联网。有这个 Twitter， 有这个社交软件。
The gospel spread because the Holy Spirit empowered people to share the good news in word and in deed.
福音能够广传，是因为圣灵俾啲人有能力去分享福音。
So my question is, in what ways can we be more consciously dependent on the Holy Spirit?
我嘅问题就是我哋點樣先可以更加有意識咁樣去依賴聖靈咧
？And this morning I want to invite you to practice three things。啊，
呢個早上咧，我想邀請你去實踐、去練習三樣嘢。
And I want to make something clear. This is not about trying. This is about training。
啊，我想搞清楚一件事咧，這個唔係叫你嘗試，這個一個訓練。
We don't try to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. We train to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
我哋唔系尝试去倚靠圣灵，我哋系要训练自己去倚靠圣灵。
When you learn how to play guitar, you don't try to play guitar. You're training to learn how to play the guitar.
当你去学弹吉他嘅时候，你唔系尝试去弹吉他，你系咧要训练自己去弹个吉他。
Does that make sense?
呢个明唔明白？
We're apprentices of Jesus, and we're in training to learn how to live our lives just like He would live them.
我哋就系耶稣嘅学徒，去学习点样咧倚靠圣灵。
And this is the essence of discipleship.
呢个就系一个信徒嘅行动。
We're in a training program.
我哋喺一个训练计划里面。
And we're training to become like Jesus.
我哋去训练自己似主耶稣。
To depend on the Holy Spirit just like Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit.
去倚靠圣灵，就好似主耶稣咁倚靠圣灵。
Are you connecting with me with this?
系咪我哋系咪博通紧啊？你明唔明白我讲乜嘢
？Okay, so here are the three things.
嗱，而家就嗰三样嘢啦。
First, practice the agenda of thirds. Could you bring the
whiteboard up? 咁咧就练习咧嗰三样嘢。
Come down here.
啊、有塊威波阿莊會寫少少嘢噶，啊睇唔到唔緊要，我會幫大家講噶啦。
When the leaders, and by the way, I think you have excellent leaders here in the church.
佢話相信我哋教會有好好領袖，我都相信係噶。
And I've been very impressed with Pastor Tam and your staff.
我哋咧，佢好被對牧師對我哋啲同工好有好新嘅印象。
And I travel all over the world helping churches, and I often tell them about Lito Church.
我周去世界周圍去傳講呢個分享我嘅經歷，但係咧，我成日都同佢提到禮道堂。
Because you have so much faith and so much missional drive and passion.
因為我哋有好多嘅信心，佢覺得嚇，我哋都有。為宣教有好大嘅使命。
So thank you, Reverend Tam, for being a healthy missional pastor.
多謝譚牧師係一個好健康嘅使命嘅領袖。
And I love Pastor Tam and all the staff here at the church.
佢愛我哋。
It's very inspiring to me.
對佢嚟講好激勵，好啟發。
And I tell people all over the world about your faith and mission.
喺全世界同其他人分享我哋嗰個信心。我哋對宣教個使命。
Keep up the good work.
繼續努力，大家。
I'm very proud of you.
我為你哋驕傲。
And this is my first time here.
第一次喺度嘅話，啊，一搬咗去未嚟過，應該係。
Just like Dominic.
就好似 Dominic 一樣，即係嗰個 BB 啊。
So the practice the agenda of thirds.
我哋要咧，即係學呢三樣嘢啊。
So when the leaders of your church get together for a council meeting.
當我哋教會領袖聚埋一齊去開執事會嘅時候
，divide the agenda into three parts。
我哋將嗰個議程咧分做三部分，我哋要傾嘅三樣嘢。
One, two, three。
1, 2, 3, 大家知道喺個唔使譯啊。
Very good, thank you. Thank you. Now, the first third of the meeting ask one question.
會議嘅頭三分一部分咧，我哋問一個問題。
In what ways is the Holy Spirit at work in me?
聖靈點喺我裡面工作咧？
And you just go around the room, and everybody has a minute or two to share how I sense the Holy Spirit working in me in the last couple weeks.
你可以周圍同其他人分享咧，聖靈喺過去嗰幾個禮拜點喺你裡面去工作。
The second part of the meeting answers one question.
第二個三分一部分咧，就回答一個問題。
How is the Holy Spirit at work in us as a church and in our city or town?
聖靈點喺我哋整體教會裡面，或者我哋城市去工作咧？
And the last third of the meeting ask one question.
最後嗰三分一咧，再問另一條問題啦。
Based on how the Holy Spirit's at work in me and in us, what topics or decisions do we need to discuss tonight?
基於頭兩個問題，聖靈點喺我哋喺我裡面，點喺我哋嘅羣體裡面去工作嘅時候，究竟我哋要有啲乜嘢嘅範疇嘅嘢，我哋需要去討論咧？今日
Now we may need to have a few conversations amongst ourselves during the week outside of the meeting.
我哋可能要喺個會議以外嘅時間咧，我哋要有幾個禮拜咧，大家一齊去討論。
But using this agenda immediately focuses our attention on the person and work of the Holy Spirit among us and in us。
但係用呢個議程咧，就可以幫助我哋去聚焦喺聖靈喺我裡面，喺我哋大家裡面嘅工作。
The Holy Spirit wants to do something in you and something through you。
聖靈想在你裡面作工，也想透過你去作工。
And this agenda or framework helps us to immediately focus on the Holy Spirit.
這個議程或者這個架構呢，就幫助我們聚焦在聖靈上面。
Do you know when most leaders get together in churches around the world, they talk about two demotivating factors?
通常呢，你知不知道大多數的領袖他們聚集去討論的時候呢，他們談兩個是令人係去泄氣嘅因素
，money，
錢
，and attendance，
啊 ，and 第二個咧就出席率。
And for many churches, those are two very depressing topics。
對大多數教會嚟講咧，錢同埋出席率都係啲令人好低沉嘅題目。
And that's no fun being in a leaders meeting like that。
咁做領袖咧，做得好唔開心，好冇癮啊！
But if we immediately talked about the Holy Spirit, that would change the whole tone of the meeting.
但如果當我哋一講就講聖靈嘅話咧，就會將我哋成個會議嗰個感受嗰個調子咧係改變咗。
Do you agree with me?
你同唔同意我講啊？
And people would feel so much more energy and excitement and joy about being a leader.
如果當領袖我哋睇聖靈嘅工作嘅時候，我哋就能夠更加有能量。更加有一種快樂去作為一個領袖。
Now this may take practice。
這個需要練習嘅。
At first it may seem awkward and unnatural。
初時咧可能覺得咧係好唔自在，古古怪怪咁樣。
But stick with it。
但係咧堅持落去。
And soon it will become normal and natural。
慢慢咧呢個就變咗正常同埋咧自然。
And when I lead my own staff meeting at denominational headquarters。We actually use the agenda thirds for my team.
他說他在美國，他們去開會的時候，他們就用這個議程去討論事情。
And we are experiencing so much fruit in ministry because we're consciously depending on the Holy Spirit, even in our meetings.
他們呢，就是這樣呢，就經歷很多事工上面的果子，因為呢，他們呢，就算在會議上面，他們都是依靠聖靈的帶領。
Is this helpful to you?
對你來說有沒有用啊？
That's the first thing.
這是第一樣。
Do you like it, Serena? Do you like it so far? All right, yeah, come on. Okay, here we go.
他問師母喜不喜歡，師母都回答了，大家知道。
Number two.
第二樣。
Pray the Holy Spirit prayer every morning.
每個早上。用聖靈的禱告去祈禱。
Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to do in and through my life today?
好簡單，就係聖靈，你今日想喺我生命裡面 同埋透過我生命去做啲乜嘢咧？
And can we go back a slide? So the early church practiced focusing on the Holy Spirit. They practiced focusing on the Holy Spirit.
早期教會咧，佢就係練習去咧聚焦喺聖靈上面，聖靈想佢點做？
And when they were in a really big important meeting, this is what they said.
在一个很重要的会议上面，这个就是他们说的东西。
It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
因为圣灵和我们定义不彰，重要的不是后面，是因为圣灵，圣灵有参与，聚焦在圣灵上面。
So they were very conscious of the Holy Spirit in the meetings of the leaders of the early church.
所以当他们其实在早期教会的领袖会议里面，他们很为意圣灵的工作，圣灵的心意。
They set an example for us to follow.
他们为我们设立了一个我们去跟随的例子。
That's the scriptural support for the first practice of the agenda of thirds.
这个就是我们刚才讲的那个议程的圣经上面的根据。
Now we go to the second exercise.
现在我们讲第二样的练习。
Praying the Holy Spirit prayer every morning.
每日以圣灵的祷告去祈祷。
Now, I do not claim to hear the audible voice of God.
John, listen to me, this is God.
他说呢，他不是说呢，他每天听到，就是耳朵听到神说， John, 你听我说吧，不是这样的。
But I do sense the still small voice, impressions deep within my soul.
但他从他的感受，从他的感情里面，他感应到那个低沉的细声的声音。
Now for me, I pray the Holy Spirit before my feet hit the floor when I get out of bed in the morning.
对他来说，他每朝起床，对脚未垫到地，他就祈祷这个圣灵的祷告。
Now there's nothing magical about the morning. It's just for me the quiet place and time.
这件事其实没什么特别神奇的，只是一个安静的时间，安静的地方。
So when I'm laying in bed in the morning, I ask the Holy Spirit,What is it that you want to do in and through my life today?
系啦，所以佢每朝就问啊，圣灵，你想喺我生命里面，想透过我生命做啲乜嘢咧？
And then I listen.
跟住我就听。
And I remember that those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says.
咁佢又记得咧，就话有耳听嘅就当听圣灵所讲嘅嘢。
And sometimes I hear a word like peace.
有阵时佢听到好似系平安。
And that whole day, I feel the peace of Jesus in my life.
嗰日咧，佢就成日都觉得耶稣嘅平安喺佢生命里面。
Sometimes I hear the word "let go" because I have a tendency to hold on to resentment.
有阵时佢听到就话放手啦，因为佢有个倾向就会将一啲唔开心啊、反感嘅嘢一路揸实抓住唔放。
So that whole day I'm letting go of the resentment and the hurt.
所以嗰日佢就一路咧去放手，将呢啲嘢放开。
And God is bringing healing to my body.
咁神咧就会为佢身体带嚟医治。
Sometimes I hear the word joy.
有阵时佢听到个字就系喜乐。
So the whole day the joy of the Lord is my strength.
咁嗰日咧神嘅喜乐就系我力量啦。
Today, I want to tell you the word I heard from the Holy Spirit.
今天我想告诉你，我听到什么？
Preach.
Preach. 传道。
But I'm going to preach through the power of the Holy Spirit, not my own human power.
但他要透过圣灵的能力去宣讲，不是靠他自己人的能力。
So today, I'm just living into what the Holy Spirit wants to do in and through my life.
所以现在今天我做的就是圣灵要我在生命里面做的事。
This brings so much meaning and purpose to my life.
这样为我生命带来很大的意义。
And it for me is a great journey and adventure of learning to consciously depend on the Holy Spirit to guide me.
对他来说，这是一个冒险，一个经历去听圣灵怎么带领他。
And this is what Jesus did.
这个其实耶稣就是这样做的。
And I want to be just like Jesus when I grow up.
我想当我一路成长的时候，我都好像耶稣这样。
Now, this practice comes right out of the scripture.
这个练习也是从圣经来的。
Look at Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章四节。
The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. wakens my ear to listen like one being taught.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语辅助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒，提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
I am a student of Jesus, and I'm being taught how to more consciously depend on the Holy Spirit.
我是耶稣的学生，我现在被教导怎样去能够更加有意识地去倚靠圣灵。
Because as a student, I want to be just like my teacher.
因为作为一个学生，我就是想学到好像我老师那样。
And a good student is fully trained in the ways of the master.
一个好的学生就是能够完全地受到他老师所给的训练。
And this ought to be true for every Christ follower.
这个对所有跟随耶稣的人来说都应该是真的。
So practice the agenda of thirds.
练习那个三分一 的议程。
Pray the Holy Spirit prayer.
圣灵的祷告。
And by the way, when you sense an answer, you always want to go back to the scriptures to verify that it's truly the Holy Spirit speaking.
是的，当你真的 你感觉自己听到一个答案的时候，你呢记得回到圣经 去重新去确定这个是不是就是跟圣经是符合的。
Because the Holy Spirit will never contradict the word that the Holy Spirit helped to write.
是的，因为圣灵呢不会呢跟他 所感召的说话呢，即是圣经呢，是互相矛盾的。
Because I can be self-deceived. I can be deceived. So I need to check what I hear with the word of God.
因为呢我们可以呢被欺骗被蒙骗的，所以我们要呢去检查我们所听到的是不是符合圣经。
Here's the third practice to help us to become more consciously dependent on the Holy Spirit.
这个就是第三样帮助我们能够更加去依靠圣灵的。
Picture the Holy Spirit moving and working in your life right now.
就在这一刻你去想象圣灵在你生命里面，也都透过你生命去工作。
I did a Bible study, next slide, of all the pictures of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
他曾经查经查过所有 在圣经里面形容圣灵的。
There's a picture of the Holy Spirit hovering over the waters of creation.
在创造的时候圣灵在水面上面行走。
The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus' baptism in the form of a dove.
在耶稣受洗的时候圣灵像鸽子降临在他身上。
There is the oil and anointing of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的油和圣灵的膏。
New birth, that is a picture of the Holy Spirit giving new birth to a person.
圣灵赋予人重生。
New birth to a person who was spiritually dead, and now that Christ is in their life, they are spiritually alive, and they are born again.
这人在灵里面是已经死了，但是耶稣临到他们，圣灵充满他们的时候，重新得着生命。
And today you can be born again by asking Jesus to come into your life to save you and to lead and guide you.
今日你都能够重生，我哋要求，我请求耶稣进入我哋生命，去将我哋重生。
And you will receive the Holy Spirit.
你就会接受圣灵。
Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like streams of living water.
耶稣话，圣灵就好似活水江河。
The Holy Spirit is like wind. The Holy Spirit is like fire. The Holy Spirit is like a pouring out. Pouring. These are pictures of the Holy Spirit from the Bible. I'm not making this up. The Holy Spirit is like a gift. A gift that we receive and open up. And the Holy Spirit is like breath. In fact, the Hebrew word, the language of the Old Testament is ruach.
它原本在旧约里面圣灵那个字呢，就好像呼吸一样。
Can you say that with me?
Wow.
Ruach.
Wow.
You can feel and hear the breath when you say this word. Ruach.
Wow.
That's the Hebrew word for spirit.
气息，是的，这个就是那时。
And the Greek word for spirit is pneuma.
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 Like pneumatic air tool.
Pneumatic 就係
You have a lot of power when you're attached to the air compressor.
個紙巾就係氣啦，氣壓，我哋嘅氣，我哋叫 pneumatic 啊，總之有肺啊、呼吸有關嘅叫氣。
And you can accomplish a lot more work when you have an air tool than just using your own bare hands. Pneumatic.
Pneumatic.
Yes. Do you understand?
頭先佢冇聽到，因為。
Okay. So these are all biblical pictures of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of people just like you and me.
係啦，呢啲咧就係咧一啲意象啦，聖靈喺我哋你同我身體生命裏面作工嘅聖靈，就係呢啲咁嘅形容。
So right now we're going to practice an exercise.
我哋咧而家係咧去開始去練習。
In the back of the room, we have 350 photographs.
喺個禮堂後邊，我哋有350張相。
And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to lead you to one of these photographs.
係，我哋咧就咧請求聖靈咧帶領大家去其中一張相。
And each of you can choose one of them and take them home with you.
啊，你每一位咧可以咧揀一張相，將佢帶翻屋企。
And here's the question.
呢個就問題啦。
Holy Spirit, which picture illustrates how you're working in my life or in this church right now?
你要問嘅問題喺揀相之前就係話，聖靈啊。哪张相能够显示到你在我生命里面，同埋你想透过我生命去做嘅工作咧
？This is your picture to keep。
呢个咧就系咧你嘅相。
And then I want you to get into groups of three people and just take 1 minute why you chose that particular picture。
拣咗之后咧，我想你哋又成为三位一组咧去分享，点解你要拣呢张相
？Now I want to tell you why I selected this photograph。
我想话俾你听，点解我拣呢张相？
It's about an ocean wave just pouring over onto the beach.
啊，呢个就有关一个海洋嘅大浪咧，预备咧打落个海滩度。
And this is how I feel the Holy Spirit in my life right now.
呢个就系我感觉咧，圣灵喺我而家生命嘅状态。
I feel like the Holy Spirit is washing over me with so much fruit and so much abundant joy.
啊，我感觉到圣灵咧就系冚落我身上啊。充滿咗喜樂，充滿咗果子。
And sometimes it knocks me off my feet. I'm so overwhelmed with God's blessing in my life.
有時正到勁到咧，將我打咗地下。
Just like this wave would knock me off my feet in the ocean.
就好似個大浪會將我咧打到咧跌低咗咁樣。
But it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
但係呢件係好事，唔係壞事啊。
So I feel very encouraged and strengthened through the Holy Spirit's action. And power and presence in my life these days.
因着圣灵嗰个同在咯，就感到好大嘅激励同埋好大嘅力量。
And sometimes I don't understand it all.
有时我完全都唔明。
But I do feel surrounded by the water of the Holy Spirit.
但我就只系感觉到咧，圣灵嘅水咧就将我包围住。
Are you ready to select a photograph?
你准备好去拣张相未啊
？And then get into groups of three and share why you selected this particular photograph.
之后三位一组去分享下点解你拣呢张相。
And it's yours to keep.
你保留佢咯。
And I keep mine in my Bible.
我将我张咧就摆咗喺圣经里面。
As a reminder of the Holy Spirit's presence, power, and activity in my life and ministry.
去提醒我喺我生命里面圣灵嘅同在、圣灵嘅能力。
Are you ready?
同埋圣灵个行运。
Let's stand up and pick a picture.
请大家。